Good evening. We start tonight with the fight against the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. According to Johns Hopkins University, states have reported more than 71,000 new cases in America in just the last 24 hours. That puts the total number of cases at more than 8.4 million as of tonight. Now, today's number of new cases, nearly 10,000 more than the day before. It is also the highest number in the last 3 months. So many numbers in America right now not looking good. The U.S. now at a 7-day average positivity rate at just under 6%. On top of that, 37 states saw an increase in cases since last week.
At one point, New York City was the epicenter of the country's battle against COVID-19, with thousands of people leaving the city. But is it a ghost town? President Trump made that claim during last night's debate. News Nation correspondent Tom Megavin joins us live from New York City with more on how locals feel about the city right now. Tom?
Right, and a pretty busy Friday night in Manhattan, Joe. We spoke to dozens of New Yorkers today, many calling that the insult heard around the island, and they have some thoughts of their own.
It came early in Thursday night's debate.
If you go and look at what's happened to New York, it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town.
And the response from the president's fellow New Yorkers has been blistering.
It doesn't seem like he knows what he's talking about at all in general.
We never liked him anyway.
Online, it's been a tweet storm. New York's mayor, we're coming back strong. No thanks to you, President Trump. The speaker of the city council, I had to wait 15 minutes to order a pizza in person tonight. Not a ghost town. Another, sitting in the ghost town and wondering when Trump last came to any of our neighborhoods.
He certainly doesn't seem like he has a place to come back to when he leaves pretty soon in D.C.
No question, the city was hard hit by the COVID pandemic. Restaurants and businesses struggle to survive, but the streets are packed, the parks too, and the traffic, don't get us started.
Take a look at New York and what's happened to my wonderful city for so many years. I loved it. It was vibrant. It's dying. Everyone's leaving New York.
The president's remarks, while unpopular here, are not without some truth. New numbers out today show the average Manhattan rent at a low not seen in nearly a decade, with vacancies sky high. And around the tri-state, it's a seller's market outside the city, in Connecticut and New Jersey. Listen to this.
My client's one of 30 offers on a house, so we'll wait and find out on Monday if he gets that one or not.
So times are tough, but New York has battled back from being the population-dense epicenter of the pandemic. It now has one of the lowest infection rates in the country. The state's governor taking a shot about that on late-night TV.
New York has a lower infection rate than the White House.
As other New Yorkers take some shots of their own.
They know what he is in New York. You see, the people in New York, they know what he is.
I felt like this isn't his town anymore, so he can't call it his city. It's our city, and we're here, and we're doing well.
The president officially moved his residence from New York to Florida last year. A lot of people have moved out, though, during the COVID pandemic. In fact, the most recent estimate showed 16,000 available apartments in New York right now. That's triple the available inventory from this time last year. Live in Manhattan, Tom Negevin, News Nation.